Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting third. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Yount reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman now playing third base. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yount moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Yount scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Lynn moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Perez moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy bunts in front of the plate. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Remy steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards the mound. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Remy steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Remy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 3 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.